Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. This morning we're continuing this series for this week on this flu vaccine, and this guy from this doctor from Johns Hopkins University Medical School, in his article in the British Medical Journal, he writes that the Centers for Disease Control should be an objective source of information with decisions based on scientific evidence. Gosh, if only that were the case. But he says this isn't the case with flu vaccines, and this is a quote from the article. He says, promotion of influenza vaccines is one of the most visible and aggressive public health policies today. 20 years ago, in 1990, 32 million doses of influenza vaccine were available in the United States. Today, around 135 million doses of influenza vaccine annually enter the U.S. market, with vaccinations administered in drugstores, supermarkets, even some drive-thrus. This enormous growth has not been fueled by popular demand, but instead by a public health campaign that delivers a straightforward, who in their right mind could possibly disagree message. Influenza is a serious disease. We're all at risk of complications from influenza. The flu shot is virtually risk-free, and vaccination saves lives. Through this lens, the lack of influenza vaccine availability for all 315 million U.S. citizens seems to border on the unethical. Yet across the country, mandatory influenza vaccination policies have cropped up, particularly in healthcare facilities, precisely because not everyone wants the vaccination, and compulsion appears to be the only way to achieve high vaccination rates. Closer examination of influenza vaccine policies shows that although proponents employ the rhetoric of science, the studies underlying the policy are often of low quality, and they don't substantiate officials' claims. The vaccine may be much less beneficial and less safe than has been claimed, and the threat of influenza appears overstated. Doshi points out that the original objective of flu vaccines was to reduce mortality from flu, and since most deaths occurred in the elderly, they were the target market for the vaccine. However, in the last 13 years, the list of people at risk has grown to encompass almost everyone, and CDC now recommends that everyone over the age of 6 months get the vaccine. Doshi rightly points out that the current policy has no stated objective other than to just sell vaccines. Last season, the media helped with the promotion program, as they usually do. The flu vaccine was reported to be 62% effective, and both Brian Williams and NBC commentator Dr. Nancy Snyderman were concerned that this might actually discourage people from getting the shot. My gosh, it's a 50-50 chance if it's going to be effective. And she actually said that people need to be reminded that flu vaccines reduce the risk of dying by 62%. Well, as it turns out, this is a wildly overstated statistic, and the CDC and Doshi agrees with me on this, is a little bit loose with the numbers. Just how loose is hard to believe. The CDC's research showed that the vaccine was only 27% for the elderly, the population at most risk according to their own statements, and that 27% effective doesn't mean it reduces the death rate by 27%. So the exaggerations about the efficacy of the flu vaccine border on the almost ludicrous. So tomorrow we'll get into taking a good look at exactly how ludicrous those statements are, what the actual CDC data shows, and you'll find it's very interesting. But this is the best article that I've seen that really damages, I think, the CDC's and the health authorities' stance on this flu vaccine. So more to follow tomorrow. That's all for now, and have a great day.